This podcast may contain scary, disturbing, or disgusting content. You have been warned. Hi everyone, welcome to Anomalous. I'm Dr. Eggs, and this week I'm proud to present the Keter class object SCP-076, Able. SCP-076 is an anomaly with two main objects. SCP-076-1 is a stone cube that is 27 cubic meters in volume. It is covered with deep engravings of symbols not known to match any civilization. It has been dated as being over 10,000 years old. A door is located on one side of the box with a half-meter diameter lock on it, surrounded by 20 smaller locks. The keys have not been found as of the writing of this article, making it impossible to lock the door. The temperature inside remains a freezing negative 180 degrees Celsius at all times, and regardless of any attempt to heat it from the inside or outside, nothing can affect the temperature. In the center of SCP-076-1 is a coffin made of stone that stands at 2 meters in height and is shut by several chains made of unknown metal. Inside this coffin is where SCP-076-2 manifests. SCP-076-2 is a tall and muscular humanoid male appearing to be of Semitic origin. He has many tattoos all over his body of arcane symbols, ranging from subtle hints to outright symbols of the devil and demon faces. He is almost 2 meters in height and weighs over 80 kilograms. While inside of SCP-076-1, the Foundation considers him technically dead. However, he will reanimate every now and then, with the remanifestation time varying from a couple hours to several years. When he has fully finished manifesting, SCP-076-2 will attempt to leave SCP-076-1. If he makes it out the door, he will enter a rage state and attack all nearby humans. The only way to stop him from killing more people is to kill him, at which point his body will disintegrate and he will rematerialize inside of 076-1. Even outside of his rage state, he is still a sociopath and enjoys the act of killing or causing pain. Termination of SCP-076-2 has been extremely difficult in the past, as he has ripped through a reinforced steel door in under 4 minutes, ran fast enough to cover 64 meters in 3 seconds, and taken multiple rounds of various bullet sizes to the head and continued killing regardless of severe brain damage. He also possesses the ability to summon blades of an unknown black rock from a pocket dimension directly to his hands. Studies of the blades are impossible, as they disappear as soon as they're separated from him. However, despite seeming invincible, he isn't. Some past ways the Foundation has killed him include shooting him for a long period of time with high-caliber machine guns, trapping him in a tank of water where he drowned after an entire hour without oxygen, crushing him under a 13.6 metric ton piece of elevator that was used for SCP-076-1, cremating his body by throwing a thermal grenade into his ribcage, which had been torn open by previous attacks, and detonating the on-site nuclear warhead of Site-25 during his worst containment breach yet. 076-1 survived the blast. SCP-076 was found in Mongolia in the 1800s and brought back to England by a group of archaeologists who had found it. None of the people on the expedition were alive when the boat made it back to England. It was put into storage for several years before SCP-076-2 awoke and it broke out. During the chaos, the keys which locked the door were lost and have not since been found. After he escaped, a 3-year-long manhunt for 076-2 ensued, which ended with him being killed by an unknown person. At this point, the Foundation took over and held him in custody for another 3 years before he awoke again and they had to deal with their first breach by Abel. At one point, the Foundation decided it was a good idea to put a sociopath like 076-2 in charge of a mobile task force, hence MTF Omega 7, Pandora's Box, a mobile task force designed to have cooperation between SCPs and Foundation agents. SCP-105, Iris, which we covered in a previous episode, joined the team after defeating Abel in a challenge which required hitting buttons on the top of pillars and using her abilities to do so faster than him. The MTF was sent on various missions throughout its lifetime, including stopping a containment breach at SCP-352, the Blood Pool. But after missions started running dry, Abel's thirst for blood proved it too unbearable, and he slaughtered the entire MTF except for an SCP-105 before the explosive collar around his neck detonated and he was decapitated. Since this incident, SCP-076 is to be kept in a containment cell 200 meters below sea level, carved into solid bedrock in a seismically stable area at a new provisional site, Site 25B. The main cube containing SCP-076 is to be made of 1.5 meter thick layers of reinforced steel and flooded with seawater and sealed shut unless someone needs to access 076. The only way in is a doorway, which is attached to a 150 meter long hallway nicknamed the Killing Corridor that is also able to be flooded with water, but can, in addition, generate a 20,000-volt shock. Outside, there is a main facility for administration and living space for personnel, and the outside containment area, which is to be staffed at all times by guards and trained in close-quarters combat to keep forces from outside breaking in. I hope you enjoyed this episode just as much as I enjoyed making it. This SCP was written by an anonymous user. If you like the podcast, you may also like the YouTube channels The Rubber, Dr. Bob, SCP Explained, Detective Void, and SCP Animated. If you enjoyed the episode, please consider subscribing, giving us a good review on Apple Podcasts, or sending us a voice message. You can also submit SCPs for me to cover via the link in the description. See ya!